This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We need to rethink through sectarianism. We need to rethink through our sectarianism. You see, one of the problems that we have as an ummah is that in order to be trained to be an alim, you need to go through a school, which is of course understandable. And when you go through a school, each school is very eager to protect its own interests. And one of the ways it must do that is by separating itself from the other schools of thought. In other words, it has to trumpet its own and denigrate the other groups. They have to. This is survival. So what happens is we send our students to these schools, but they're coming back with baggage that we don't need over here. We don't need over here. They're coming back with disparaging remarks about other movements, other groups, because that's what their own teachers have been teaching them, because that's the society they're living in. And we need to understand that sectarian lines are being redrawn in front of us right now. No longer does anybody care about what is your opinion about Allah's names and attributes. There's a huge controversy in classical Islam. Nobody cares about this anymore. Where do you place your hands in salah? These are issues, let the advanced students of knowledge debate it. But do not bring them to the public sphere and have one group of average innocent Muslims hate another group of Muslims because of these issues. We need to move beyond this type of rhetoric. And this is a deep topic, and I've spoken about it in more detail. You'll find it online, dealing with sectarian issues, that yes, there is a middle ground. I'm not saying to ignore. There are certain things that are theologically very painful to me, and I cannot tolerate from another Muslim. But does this mean that we ignore the good in this person? So, many times, the best person to help the ummah might not be the one who is the most theologically similar to me and you. He might have a different belief. And our teachers will teach us, oh, because of his belief, don't pray behind him. Because of his belief, hate him. Okay, maybe I don't pray behind him, but can I invite him for a conference? Suppose, let me give you a practical example without mentioning names. There is somebody in this land I'm very impressed with. Journalist, debater, he comes on TV, right? He's debated in Oxford, very, very good debater. See him online all the time. I met him a few times, seems like a nice guy. It just so happens he's born into a family that is not Sunni. So his heritage is non-Sunni. Okay, I understand. He's born into that family, that's what he is. I don't know your country that well, but I would venture he is one of the most eloquent debaters that you can offer. Simple question. Are we allowed to take this person and put him with your Douglas Murray, let's say, right? And put them in a room on live TV? Or do you want one of you to stand in his stead just because you have the theology of the person you agree with? Think about that. That is my question to you. What's happening now, we need to look beyond sectarian. Now, you know, maybe I wouldn't invite this person to lead the salah in my masjid. I understand. I wouldn't invite him to give the khutbah. But can we not understand that maybe this person, even if he doesn't agree with me theologically, but his interest is the ummah. His interest is the freedom to be a Muslim. Correct? Right? Suppose his theology is different than mine, to the level that maybe I wouldn't even pray behind him. Maybe. Okay. But does that mean I cannot reach out to him for a help that the both of us have in common, which is defending Islam in the public sphere? We need to rethink through sectarian lines. And what's happening is sectarian lines are being redrawn, not over classical issues. Those are only the madrasa students care about those issues. 99% of the ummah doesn't care about these issues. The bulk of the ummah is no longer talking about those issues. But madrasa students, they're taught it because, and I was taught it, and other groups are taught it, because again, that's their heritage. But we are seeing a different sectarian lines. For example, sectarian lines are being drawn by the modern society over quote-unquote your values. If you are decent, chaste, dignified, your wife is wearing hijab or the sister's wearing hijab, you don't want your sons and daughters to go on dates before marriage, it doesn't matter whether you're Salafi or Sufi or Deobandi or Shi'i, you are in one camp. I mean, be as explicit as possible. The media and your politicians don't care what your belief is about the Sahaba. I do, by the way. I do, because I don't want to pray behind somebody who curses the Sahaba. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to pray behind that person. But if that person has some positive for the greater community, can I reach out to him and ask him to help me on another platform? Not on the masjid, not on the minbar, not to give me a class on aqidah and theology, but to debate in public. Can I do this or not? Wallahi, yes you can. And this is what I'm saying. We need to rethink through sectarian issues now. And understand that the best person for the job might not be somebody with my same vision in mind. And there are plenty in America that I know that by virtue of their training, their background, they might have very liberal views or whatnot, but they're the best to debate with the Islamophobes. They're the best to be put on Fox News and just destroy the interviewer. I would not want to go on Fox News. Well, I'll be honest with you. By the way, I haven't been invited. If I were invited, I would really have to think long and hard. Those people are vicious. They're vicious. You need to be trained in a certain manner. Maybe I'm not the best person for the job. So my point is, we need to rethink sectarianism. And especially, let me be as blunt as possible, especially within the broad Sunni tradition. Wallahi, it is high time we got rid of Salafi and Sufi and Deobandi and Ahli Hadith. No group should be teaching hatred of the other. Yes, I understand, respect your tradition. I understand. Follow your tradition the way you want to.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب